Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise, all across this great republic and around the world. Glad to have you here for another hour. On the flip side, I'm Jeffrey Bennett. I'll be behind the microphone tonight as Robbie's got the evening off. Our chat room is open and has been for about a half an hour. Interesting conversations, and of course, one thing leads to another. Sometimes it's conversation of an important nature. Sometimes it's one of a nonsensical nature. And we've come to the conclusion that between O.J. Simpson, Anna Nicole Smith, and Nicole Simpson, it's kind of like an Oreo cookie in reverse, except that the wrong ones are dead. Oh, don't get me started with that kind of nonsense. Come on over to the chat room, www.federalobserver.com. Click on our chat link and come on and join the conversation. Let's take a look at some market reports for the day and see how things ended. No, that's the only comment you're going to get about Anna, what's her face, Nicole Simpson, Brown Smith. What's the difference? Stocks were kind of mixed today. The S&P 500 closed down a point and a quarter to end the session at 1456. NASDAQ was up about 6.5 points, I think, to end the day at 25 and a quarter. And the Dow Jones Industrial Averages, given the ongoing meltdown of oil and other things, was off nearly 53 points to close at 12,686. Something I found interesting, someone talking today about the dollar got a little stronger, and that's why the big move in gold today retreated somewhat. That was kind of interesting. I decided to go do a quick study and see exactly what they meant by a great advance in the dollar today. And the fact of the matter is that you hear me tell this story often, but in January the 1st, 2002, the date of birth of the euro, it took 85 cents to buy 1 euro. As of today, it costs over $1.31. So much for a strong dollar. Gold is now back near a 9-month high because oil is rebounding. And oil is rebounding, my friends, because the stock market, well, I guess that's why the markets are going down. Let's take a fast look at what else happened today. Platinum was off in the aftermarket to close at $12.26, down $3. Silver ended aftermarket off 2 cents, currently at $14.21. Gold, well, you know, it was down, but overall it was still an up day. Gold ended the trading day at $677.75 an ounce. Why? The Indians and the Chinese are still buying. Anyway, when we come back from a break, our special guest Bill O'Brien's going to be rejoining us tonight. A couple little of economic comments, and we're going to be marching off to war, so to speak. Stay with us. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan personal cooling system will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Who's breathing so heavy in the phone?
I don't know. It's not I.
Oh, it's got to be you.
Oh, really?
Got to be you.
Oh.
Welcome back. Bill O'Brien's joining us for the night, and glad to have you here, Bill, as always.
How are you doing, Jeff?
And, well, I think I'm doing all right. I'm going to have to adjust some sounds. My friendly engineer's got to do some balancing here with us. You're coming across very loud to me, but that's not your fault, so don't worry about it.
Maybe it is. I'm using a Western Electric telephone.
Oh, you mean one of those old real ones?
Yep.
The ones that you can break somebody's head with when you hit them?
Yeah, they make great boat anchors. You can still plug them back in, and they work.
Bakelites. Yeah, we know those things.
It's a wonderful phone.
They work.
Let me find something here.
Let me find something here. We're going to, Bill and I are going to go off in a little direction here in a few minutes, but for those of you who are not familiar with Bill, he's been a guest on my program and many other shows for a number of years, and I'm glad to say he started with me. But Bill started out as a listener and became a client, and we've actually become good friends. We spend a fair amount of time together, not only on the phone each and every day, but we get together for about a week once a year, and actually conduct business and just kick back and have a good time. But Bill's got a fair amount of knowledge about things economical as well, or at least some very strong opinions. And of course, as we've discussed, and many of you. But you know, you've got enough, because you take a look at the average guy out there that just thinks that pounding it into paper is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share something. I've got to enlarge this a little bit so I can read it better. It's not even allowing me to do this. This is real cute. Well, it's no big deal. This came out actually about 11 o'clock this morning Eastern time on today's date, February 22nd, 2007, which, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, isn't this today the official Washington's birthday? Wasn't
yes.
it his on February 22nd?
That's right.
I thought. Forget this President's Day garbage. Anyway, the piece I'm going to share with you was from Kevin Kerr writing in Market Watch. His headline, Gold $1,000. Is on the way. Coming out of New York this morning, it says even the most diehard gold bear has to admit that the recent price action in gold has been indicative of a very healthy bull market. It's alive and well even after the best efforts by the naysayers, and those would be the international banksters, to smack it down. Gold rallied over $20 today on news that the government is still concerned about inflation. That, combined with a rise in oil prices and growing fear over a confrontation with Iran, and suddenly April gold is right back up to near $700 an ounce. The lack of fanfare from the business media and the seemingly unnoticed strength in gold are a good sign. A true bull market, he says, often flies under the radar. Now, a couple more quick little paragraphs, and we're going to move on, but I also want to get your feedback in a moment, Bill.
Sure.
He goes on to say that gold bulls don't see this move as a surprise, but still welcome it anyway. The metals markets have been a tough place for the commodities trade, and mining shares have not been much gentler with investors either. Wicked swings in pricing and heavy volatility have made the metals a tricky place to trade indeed. Gold is a fast-paced market and can be very skittish. Market has had a tough time around the $700 to $710 area, and it needs to break through, which it seems like it might be shortly. The gold market has very good momentum right now, but that rally could fizzle a little should tensions in the Middle East calm down, or should the Federal Reserve start talking less about inflation. Anything can happen and often does, but with all that's taking place in the world right now, gold is one of the few safe havens for investors. Gold is often called a flight to quality instrument. Often in times of war or fear, investors turn to the yellow metal to avoid any major fluctuation in their respective currencies, even, and today specifically, Bill, the U.S. dollar. Gold is a hedge against inflation as well, and combine these two elements, and you've got a very strong bullish argument for gold going to $1,000 an ounce. As more U.S. warships move into the Strait of Hormuz and the disaster quotient escalates with Iran, the market will become more and more nervous and may begin to look for that flight to quality really soon. What are your thoughts on Kevin Kerr's comments?
Well, he's just merely talking gospel. I study trends, Jeff, just as you do, in a lot of auto venues. And it's really amazing that, you know, we both talk about when do you buy, when do you sell, and when is gold going to retract, or do you think it's going to peak? And well, we know you never can predict these markets that closely, but it's amazing how well what's happening now tracks and parallels what happened in the 70s. Isn't it amazing? And it just seems that the closer we get to Iran, the closer gold gets to a higher peak. I'm really astounded at how obvious it is. We had those two surges of gold in the 70s. It went up from 33 up to 300 to $330 an ounce and it retrenched. Then all of a sudden we had double-digit inflation, Jimmy Carter prosperity, and the Iranian hostage crisis. And there we had gold peak out at 850 an ounce, and it hasn't come near that. Well, you know, it's only been 6 years since Y2K when you can pick up an ounce of gold for $250 and people would be glad to sell it to you.
Well, that's true.
You know, you think about that, folks. Y2K wasn't that long ago. The millennium, it seems, with all the events, just seems like it's been a century. But it's only been 6 short years. And I'll tell you what, there isn't too many investments out there right now that I could say that I could plunk down $250 and right now cash it out and get $680 for my money.
You know, it's interesting, Bill. I had a call from a gentleman. I've lost track. It may have been last night. It may have been today. But he had lost his rear end in mutual funds back around 9/11, and it's taken until just the last few weeks for him to, quote, break even.
And he really hasn't, Jeff.
In other words, if he had $10,000 in surface paper value, it's now worth $10,000 again, except the biggest problem is we know that that's really only worth about $4,500 in 2001 dollars. And that is what has upset him, and that's why he cashed him in, turned around, and put the whole darn thing into gold and silver. Now, that's a personal option. Different people have to do different things. But you see, that to me is the reality. With all this business about a Dow reaching 12.6, 12.7, you know, it's well on its way to 13,000. If they can pull it off next week, they'll do it.
Whoopee.
But I don't think it'll happen. But so what? The average investor out there is still upside down from September 11th, 2001.
Well, aren't you talking gospel? I mean, for goodness sakes, can't you people do a little bit of math? Because I think we can concur and reach a consensus with the audience that inflation has been pretty strident. I mean, gas is back up. Look at what you're paying for a loaf of bread. Everything is ratcheting up. even the state of New York and the neighboring states are ratcheting up all their user fees, and we expect a 5 to 7% increase in taxes and other subliminal fees across the board. What I'm saying, the Dow right now, if it was valued at $1,999 right now, would only be worth about $6,000 on the Dow. I mean, they have nothing to crow about, but they keep trying to refix the numbers, put new people in the Dow, because when a, you know yourself, when a company doesn't perform well, they dump it and they put another company in there. I mean, Microscum wasn't in there in 2000.
Well, the problem is, Bill, you cannot dump something unless there's a willing sucker, I mean buyer out there to pick it up. And that is when they're dumping, guess who's picking it up? The suckers.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I don't want to, you know, we're going to go to a break in a minute. When we come back, we want to move on to another subject. But I want to share this with you because I had to do some work for a client this morning. And I'm not a real strong lover of platinum. I have nothing against it. But if it came down to what I call barter, the average jerk on the street is not going to be able to tell you the difference between an ounce of platinum and an ounce of silver. Mm-hmm. And yet, saying all that, I had to run some comps for a client this morning who was looking at putting some platinum in his IRA. And, folks, if you've got an IRA, you want to discuss rollover, transfer some options to your existing IRA, obviously give me a call at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. But here's the numbers I came up with. Since January of 2000, through today, gold has increased. It has gained in value in excess of 240%. Interestingly enough, platinum has gained 272%. The only thing you have to remember with platinum in the $1,200 plus, it's almost twice the cost of, as a matter of fact, if you talk to me about buying 1 ounce of gold bullion in an American Eagle, versus 1 ounce of a platinum American Eagle, the platinum will cost you roughly twice as much. How much more inertia is it going to take for platinum to double again?
Mm-hmm. Remember what Will Rogers used to say? He's not so much concerned about how much he's making on his investment as he is concerned about the return of his investment.
He said, I'm not concerned about the return on my money as I am the return of my money.
Absolutely. I think, again, what we talked about before, it surfaces its head again here. We're talking about inflation and wage protection. You buy the stuff to keep, to entrench yourself so you don't lose ground. Then you move ahead with other forms of assets to, or whatever other instruments, to really make some other profits. But gold, silver, and platinum, to me, it's always been, I view it as inflation insurance.
Right. Interesting. A couple of quick things. Once again, the chat room is open, www.federalobserver.com. Kind of interesting. What Jommer is saying is, with the logic that I've just dispensed, we should all be buying silver. I fully agree with him.
Yeah, amen
to that. Silver is where we will ultimately actually make a profit.
Yep.
Gold is going to do nothing more than allow us to stay even with whatever the powers that be do to control money. Money being, you know, a mammon, a specie, as it were. And so long as the banks control this thing that we believe is money, this guy's right. Silver is where we'll actually make great, great profits. I think I hear the music creeping in. Bill O'Brien, stay with us when we come back. Well, I guess we're going to once again go behind prison bars. Folks, we'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar. Yeah, the old granddaddy routine. Welcome back to the flip side, my friends. Jeff Bennett behind the mic tonight. My guest, Bill O'Brien. Bill, a couple of interesting comments from the chat room.
Yeah.
One of our regulars who's been coming in for a long time, and I can't find it very quickly, but basically said he wished he had the money that he would basically pay RBN to give Bill O'Brien his own show. That's pretty neat, man.
Well, I think it's very complimentary, but I prefer being the I like being a freelance person, getting the information out. Once you get locked into a routine like that, it compromises you because eventually people will find me out, and then I'll be on the outside and won't have the information that I can share with these folks because, believe me, they watch what I do.
And that's true, very, very true. One of the guys also in the room said that because the conversation about gold versus silver has been going on, and he said that, talking about silver, of course, not offering the mystique of gold. Well, I don't buy gold for its mystique, but I understand exactly what he's saying. It comes back to the same mentality of I want something I can walk into a convenience market and give a guy a couple ounces of silver and say, hey, Ahmed, can I fill up my tank?
Mm-hmm.
And did I just make a politically incorrect statement?
Not if you're in the Northeast, because Ahmed and Dot has the ones own all the gas stations.
Well, you know, we're out here. You've been out here, Bill. You
oh yeah,
too.
Well, it just seems when I was in New Jersey or in Philadelphia across the Franklin Bridge into New Jersey, I couldn't find one quick service gas station where the people there spoke English. They were either Rhodesian or Indian or Jamaican.
No, you walk in these places, they got Coke machines, they got, they got coffee, they've got sandwiches. I mean, they've got a veritable New Delhi in those places. That's sick. That's sick.
You know,
hey, let's get to the reason we really brought you on this program, man. Let's return behind.
Yeah, we want to talk about Anna Nicole Smith, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
dust
sure.
In the wind.
Well, when you were on last week, we talked about some of the suggested increases in the state-run prison systems that are coming, and I believe it was Montana and Idaho are expected to see some of the greatest gains. But I also think that's because it's so boring up there. There's so little to do for some of these idiots that they're all starting meth labs, and they figure they're going to incarcerate them. I like to maintain that, no, the real reason they're getting incarcerated is to help line the pockets of big business once again.
You're right on track.
About an hour we got off the air, you had to go to work that night, and you called me and said, interesting, because I got to work and I got a whole bunch of new information that got laid out before me. What is this profound information?
Well, it has to do with Jessica's Law and what's coming down the pike. You think, for folks who don't know what Jessica's Law is, it's the next layer of anti-pedophilia legislation that includes massive increases in prison time, lifetime probation monitoring for folks, a high-risk sex offenders crime task force, and something even more odious, a sentencing commission. We'll get into that in a little bit, but essentially they're going to circumvent the courts and the jury system by having their own arbitration panel determine how long these people will stay in jail, whether or not they should get released early or should they should stay in there for their full sentence, and what that sentence just may be. I was reading the Pew report that was in the USA Today, and for those folks, I think we had a little background information of who Pew is. That's a philanthropic organization out of Philadelphia. It was established in 1948, coincidentally, alongside the United Nations, getting its feet in the door in Israel. Joe Pew was the founder of Sun Oil, and these people hand out money to a whole bunch of companies, trusts, over the course of the year, something to the tune of $140 million annually in grants. These are high-powered, high-moneyed people under the Hoover Company, and they have a lot of financial power. And a lot of people know about the Rothschilds, a lot of people know about the Rockefellers, or even the Cabots and the Lodges from Boston, but not too many people know about Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is the third strong arm of money movers that keep this machination moving. What we're talking, though, is not only a major increase in prison population, we're talking a massive increase in costs. And, I mean, we're talking big-time increase in costs. And I thought it was very, very interesting that Montana is anticipating a 41% increase in their prison population. Montana at large does not have a high prison population as we know it today. But that's going to change. It's interesting.
So they have a federal prison up in Montana, or strictly the state prisons?
They have a fed prison up there. They also have, I believe, they also have a prison that's run by Corrections Corporation of America.
A private business concern. It really has nothing to do with the state, the county, the city. Oh, I'm sure they get some kickbacks for operational purposes from those entities. But they basically are there for one purpose, and that is to make money. Ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this question. How do you make money in prison? Bill, the answer is easy, isn't it?
You have prison labor. Montana has one from Correctional Corporation of America. And this is not a small organization, folks. They have approximately 60,000 prisoners in 60 facilities, including of those, there's 38 that they literally own or they have under contract in 19 states, including the District of Columbia. Interesting, isn't that?
Yeah, it is. Music's creeping
as we go along, folks.
Creeping in, bud. Let's hold that. We'll be back from the break for the long haul. Bill O'Brien's our guest this evening. Once again, we're returning behind prison bars. See you on the flip side of this commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back to second half hour of the Flip Side for this Thursday evening, I believe it is. Bill O'Brien's on with us. We're just getting started, returning into our sojourn back behind prison bars. An interesting question came up in the chat room that's unrelated to this topic, and I'm going to ask Bill the question that was posed to me. What do you think about the new presidential dollars?
Well, here we go again. The one with the picture of George Washington looked like he's constipated.
Yeah, right.
Well, again, like I said last week, I said the new dollars, here they are. They're trying to force these coins on us. Remember that the Mint and Bureau Engraving, they have this artificial boundary where they can't produce money that costs more than the face value of the instrument being issued. And if it costs around 3 cents to manufacture a dollar, they're trying to tell us that the dollar in circulation today isn't worth 3 cents.
Yeah, I know it. Well, it's I saw some last week in Long Beach at the coin show, and frankly, they just weren't impressive. As a matter of fact, what really upset me about it is these jerks still have not learned their lesson, Bill.
No.
They're still the same size as the Susan B. Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
They're still the same size as the Sacagawea dollar. And emphasis on the, never mind.
But
the problem is, in other words, it's the size of a stinking quarter. That's the public will never accept it because the idiots who work at McDonald's can't tell the difference between a dollar and a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
I think it's going to be another one of their failed experiments, and maybe it's failing by design, but I don't think it's going to work.
Bill, it was not designed to be a circulating piece. It's not to say that it won't be, but this is designed to, we're winding down the last year or so of the state quarter business, so in order for the Mint to keep up their hype, they've now come up with the presidential dollar garbage. We will have four new presidential dollars a year.
There you go.
And you know what? It's designed for the hobbyist. That's okay. All.
Well, and, I think you're right. Quite frankly, you know, I'm a numismist myself. I used to be when I was a kid and got back into it. And quite frankly, I have absolutely no interest in that. I want blue chip quality merchandise, and that not be it. I want to get back to what we were talking here about Montana.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because it ties really well into what I wanted to discuss further. You know, Montana sounds like a great idea. You want to increase the prison population, but that goes totally diametrically opposed to where they've been for the last few years. They've actually been working very aggressively to reduce their prison population because, quite frankly, they can't find people to work as guards in the jail because there's nobody up there. And they've also have worked on increasing their parole system big time. Now, you may say, well, what's this got to do with Jessica's Law? Well, all of a sudden, now they're going to be doing a 180, increasing their prison census. And this is just the opening floor. And you may say to yourself, well, there's probably money to be made. Well, the aging prison population is creating its own complexities. Used to be you get some young punk off the street, and after you dry him out from his drugs, he's pretty much on autopilot till his sentence is up or he's due for parole. Not so now. The average incarcerated prisoner is around 43 years of age, and with that comes chronic health problems, particularly when you consider they've been in prison a long time under the stress of prison, and prison does have its stress on these guys. You can look at their mug shots when they first get in, and 7 years later, they look like they've aged 20 years.
Sure.
And
sure.
You add that to the complexion of what else they're doing in Montana. Montana is one of the pioneer states in restitution. They passed a House bill back in 2003, House Bill 220, and they collect money for restitution of ostensibly people who have been victims of criminals. That sounds like a great idea, until you start reading the fine print, you realize that it's not the Department of Revenue that's collecting this money, or the Justice Department, or the courts. It's actually the Department of Corrections that's collecting this money and being responsible for it. And it's not small potatoes when you consider there's only around 1,226 inmates in the prison system, in the state system right now in Montana. It doesn't sound like much, but look, get this. Last year alone, in these fees that they've collected, it amounted to $2,806,187.24. That was distributed. And they collected, their fee was $187,019.48 to do that kind of work.
Let me have you back up a little bit, because you talked about Jessica's Law. Now, you and I both know what it is, but in case we've got listeners out there that are in the dark, tell the audience what's Jessica's Law. Who was Jessica?
Jessica Langsford was the gal, I believe, down in Florida, five-year-old gal who was abducted, raped, and murdered. And they've used her as a poster child, as the next adjunct to Megan, to bring on more draconian anti-pedophilic laws. And don't think that this is all of a sudden a new problem that just arose, because you have to look at things in historical perspective. They did this the same folks who were dealing drugs in the 80s with the mandatory minimum sentencing, and then with the anti-gun laws in the 90s when you had the school shootings that conveniently occurred while they were trying to pass draconian drug laws. And now they're working on the pedophiles. And this is just after. Remember, Google refused to give up their database, as Yahoo and other search engines did that offered this information. And the Department of Justice and the FBI now have all this information of where people have been working. And they have now their hit lists. This is just the start, folks. Now, here's the point. Jessica's Law, when you look at it, it makes a lot of sense. Pedophiles are getting away with repeat crimes after they get out. They want to increase the prison terms to where there's a minimum of 15 to 25 years served, and that includes for predatory crimes. And you can use your own thinking of what a predator is as opposed to someone who actually commits a sexual offense. And these folks are supposed to have lifetime parole, meaning they will have that ankle bracelet or that star of David, I mean the Judas star, I mean the chip, whatever you want to call it, because it sure seems like Nazi Germany all over again. And they're going to have to be wearing this thing, and it sounds like it's a great idea. But it's not when you start reading about how well the system works. This is not something that just cropped up again, folks, out of the woodwork. This is a well-orchestrated plot. October 06, go check the American Corrections Association magazine. The technology that they want to use in Jessica's Law is laid out on a red carpet there. Everything that they want to utilize is there. It's just amazing how this is orchestrated. I was listening at one of the local libraries radio. Then I turned on they had a television in their head. They actually had a crossfeed from down in Pennsylvania, a PCN television. They had this Auditor General, Jack Wagner. And what was he talking about today on PCN television? The fact that they are now instituting tougher laws under Megan's Law to track pedophiles and the other folks related to similar sex crimes, which is kind of interesting because if you go to California, they're increasing the expense in 07 and 08 to $767,000 to enhance Megan's Law's website. Well, my point is, to me, I scratch my head when I'm saying, well, wait a minute, what are they doing to enhance it? Well, they're going to increase the vital statistics of what these people are all about, their height, the weight, and their address. And I'm saying, well, don't they have people who already key punch this stuff in and they're already on salary? Why in God's name are they going to be charging an extra $767,000, and how do they come up with this?
Right.
Well,
got a couple questions for you that have been posed in the room. Gringo, you know Gringo.
Yeah, sure do.
Says pedophiles should never get out of jail. They should be killed while serving their sentence. How about it, Bill?
I have a very dim view of pedophiles. They're like hardcore junkies. They can't be cured. They have to be contained. And this is probably the good part of this Trojan horse called Jessica's Law, because it does include provisions for that. And that's why this is such a stinker of a bill, because it has the aura of being so good and being so necessary. But when you start reading the details, it is a can of worms. My biggest contention, Jeff, is the fact they now will have a sentencing commission. And 20 states have these things. In other words, rather than having the judge or the jury decide what this prisoner is going to do or how much time he's going to serve, they're going to have a 17-member commission, and it's going to be appointed by governors, by four legislators. There's going to be four legislators. There's going to be an attorney general, a secretary of Department of Corrections, a state judge at all, and these people are going to decide who is going to go to prison for how long. They're going to have the sentence. They're going to decide.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Guidelines.
This is not going to go through the courts any longer? This is just kind of a sidestep bill?
This is how it's going to get started. They're going to review any sentences that's come down the way and determine whether or not it needs to be tweaked up or down. And you can be sure.
Yeah.
You know what really bothers me, too, is when we talked about the cost last week. We're talking at least, to right now, they're talking like $27.5 billion, and that's just the floor. We know how governments work. You can pretty much add 300 to 400% the cost of anything. And you know this is going to have a deleterious effect on the impact of the economy, because you know they're crying a lot of states that they can't find qualified guards. And folks, let me put it to you bluntly: when I got into the system, the biggest joke was in civil service. The bottom rung of the civil service ladder had correctional guard written all over it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what they're saying is that they can't find people that can pass the drug screen anymore, or qualified who can do 5 push-ups without going into cardiac arrest.
You've told me about that. Some of the folks that you work with, and for some of our audience members that may be new to this program or to you, Bill is a nurse, a male nurse within the prison system, and takes care of all these incarcerated yo-yos. You've had folks come to you in the middle of the night that were, you know, in dire pain, and obviously they'd just been in the process of their first, maybe one of their first or second experiences with, shall we just call it orifice sex, and you can pick the orifice, but they had it, and I don't say these things to offend or to shock the audience, but it is reality behind prison. You can, as I mentioned earlier, anything you want in prison is available for a price. Sex, drugs, rock and roll, cigarettes, you name it, it's all there. Mm-hmm. And it no different than it is on the outside. Everything is available for a price.
Yeah.
And it's just that it's a microcosmic world that, from what you've taught our listeners over the last 3 years we've been doing these shows, is that whatever takes place in prison is nothing more than guinea pigs, it's a precursor for what's about to happen on the outside.
Oh, absolutely. It started all the way back in the early 90s. I had the one advantage of getting into the prison system when it was still the old system, Jeff, and just before all the changes started to come about that we talked about.
Right, right.
And we went from everywhere from CCD cameras. Now we have to use biometrics to get our paycheck. We have to use a computer now to even generate a payroll form because this is where it started. And there now other companies are utilizing it. You don't get a paycheck or even a pay stub anymore. You have to go to the computer to find this information out. So can other people, by the way. It's a strange world we live in, but it's amazing. It is pretty much it's an experimental lab in no other sense of the word. They track and try out any technology that they're going to put down our throats in the prison system, because it's amazing. I saw this time and time again, and that's why I decided to talk to you a few years back. It says, hey, look, right. This is where the stuff is going, and you got to know what's happening so you can do something about it. I mean, that's why I was telling you about the GPS and everything else that goes along with these tracking bracelets. I mean, this is the next boondoggle they're going to be selling us. People don't realize that these things don't work very well. I mean, they do work as long as you're not in large buildings. They also work as long as you're not under tree cover and you're not in a shielded metal building. And they have high costs. I love the way they frame the cost of putting these inmates on these tracker bracelets. It's $10 per day in California, and that's not $10 per inmate, folks. That's $10 per taxpayer of California per day, and that's just for starters. And you know what's really interesting? All this stuff that's going on, and you know it's going to be big bucks, and there's going to be money to be made. But what it does, it gives a convenient scapegoat for the downturn of the economy and the destruction of the dollar. No one's going to look at Iraq. No one's going to really look at what really caused the destruction of this economy. But they're going to point to things like the ever-encroaching, increasing prison system, and they're going to blame it because of what's been foisted down our throats under the guise of we needed to have this kind of technology. What bothers me, too, particularly when we look at Jessica's Law, everyone says this has to be done because this is the only way to go. And my first question is, and especially when I'm doing the research, is what other alternatives did they look at to decide that this is the only way to go? And what did they use as a pilot program to determine that this is the best way of handling this? There is none.
Interesting. I'm watching the flow of the comments in the chat room, and there's probably three different discussions going on, and you've certainly been in the chat room more than enough times to know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
This go-around with our chat room, Bill, is considerably different than it was a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, it seemed to be more of a coffee clutch. People would get around, sit around the fire barrel just to shoot the breeze.
Uh-huh.
I find the direction of our chat room this time around to be of a far more serious nature. Yes, there are generally two to three different conversations going on. Everybody's smart enough to be able to follow it. And there's certainly a portion of it that are following this topic, chiefly the pedophilia situation. It is a subject matter that offends almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Those that it doesn't offend are the ones who are participating. Somebody earlier on in the room said, don't you find it interesting that the elected officials that raise the biggest stink about pedophilia laws, turns out later that they've offended somebody at one point in time in their life, sexually, abusive.
Well, look at this. We all know that pedophilia, as well as pornography, can be highly addictive. Do we agree on that? Can we agree?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I was part of the Internet community as soon as it was available to the general public, way back when we had baud rates down to 9,500. I mean, we're talking rocket speed here. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, way back as early as 1993, 94, you could go into news groups and you could go into any kind of innocuous news groups. I was in ham radio and things of this nature, or in coin collecting. They'd have pictures right there. You'd hit an innocuous topic under a news group, and all of a sudden you're getting pedophile pictures.
That's right. That's right.
And it was all over the place, and it was for free. And what happened was they got people addicted to this stuff. Same goes for this methamphetamine stuff. How they get people addicted to it, they're not going to talk about it, Jeff. But truth of the matter is they spike this stuff full of the decongestants. And what they do is it's the Hegelian dialectic all over. They have created the problem, then they've tracked it, and now they've created the solution for the problem that they've created, and we're going to have to pay for it, and it's going to cause this ever-increasing and encroaching big brother looking over your shoulder society that we live in. It's the perfect mousetrap.
Absolutely. So I think that Hollywood certainly doesn't help. Let's face it, we live in a nation that very few people can do something original anymore. Mm-hmm. Everything and everybody does what I call a copycat. And mm-hmm. so when you've got Hollywood and all the TV shows doing all this stuff about meth labs and right. and sex offenders and the whole nine yards, it's bound to continue to compound it. Anyway, we'll talk more about it when we come back for the break. Last break of the hour. See you on the flip side of the commercial. Mm-hmm. Bill, stick around with us, buddy.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back for the final moments on the flip side. Bill, one of the comments that's, and of course this is slightly off the track, but
okay.
Anybody who watches the so-called reality television shows, there's a guy on called Doug Chapman. He's known as Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Okay.
Doing his job, went down to Mexico and properly alerted the authorities, et cetera, and extradited a child molester down in Mexico to bring him back up here. Well, as we are finding more and more typical, some complaints were lodged, and Chapman is arrested. He was taken back into Mexico. He got out, but he's now going to be extradited. Don't you find this interesting? And some people out there are going to get offended, but you have to start putting two and two together. The child molester that Chapman went down to Mexico to get,
mm-hmm.
was a Jew. Not that I think that makes a lot of difference, but it's quite interesting because it goes to show how certain people or certain peoples can bring a certain amount of squeeze to bear on someone when they think their rights have been violated. So now we've got a child molester whose rights have been violated. That's it. They're crybabies. They're whiners. Hey, what's your work schedule for next week, bro?
Me?
Yeah, you off the normal?
I'm off on Wednesday night and Thursday night. So
let's shoot for Wednesday again next week if you
like. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, that didn't be a great idea because there's so much material I'd like to and cover with your folks and inform your folks on. Because, for a while there, things were moving along at a pretty slow trickle rate. They took the avian flu and stuck it back in the vault at Fort Detrick, and they'll bring it out another day when they can finally get people dumb enough to believe in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But now all of a sudden things are starting to kick into gear, particularly with this Jessica's Law. You know what's really interesting about it, too? They have created in this legislation what they call safe zones where child molesters are not supposed to go near. And we're talking about school zones and things of this nature, and it sounds like a really great idea. They're not supposed to be within 2,000 feet of it. But think of the ramifications of this. And I bring this up as a highlight. There's just no way you're going to get around the fact that you can't get to a kid no matter what. And for example, in places the GPS system won't work as a mall, and inevitably they're going to say, well, we're going to have to increase these zones because these people are out of control. And eventually they're going to say, well, we're going to have to isolate these people like in a leper colony because having that little yellow star David on their jacket just isn't doing the job. So this is where places like Montana are going to come into vogue. And you talk about this bounty hunter. We're heading towards another societal implementation of the snitch system. And you can be sure that this is the precursor of everything else that goes along with it. Again, like I talked to you earlier, Jeff, you got to look to see where these people are leading you in the media and where they're leading you away from. For example, I told you about that Anna Nicole Smith thing, which I don't care too much about. But what bothers me is the fact that everyone's talking about her and the distribution of what money she may have accumulated, but no one's talking about the people, such as the doctors, who prescribed these narcotics that she got, and the pharmacists who fulfilled these contracts without flagging them or notifying the proper licensing bureau, and how come these people haven't come to bear in the media?
I fully agree, Bill. The biggest problem with that whole thing is that these pharmacists and these doctors are issuing drugs under license. They're not any different than the guy on the street. Bill, we're out of time.
Okay,
man.
Buddy.
Hey, I'll see you next Wednesday night. Bill will be right back here on the flip side with me next Wednesday. As next week, I'll be doing the long haul. Robbie's back behind the mic tomorrow. On behalf of RBN, Robbie Noel, and myself, without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.